It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Elections in Poland this Sunday will decide the fate of one of Europe's most unusual political lineups. The president and prime minister are twin brothers, and their coalition with extreme right parties collapsed halfway through a four-year term. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's been a short campaign, and TV is the major weapon. A primetime debate last week pushed opposition leader Donald Tusk ahead in the polls over current Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczyński, the twin brother of Poland's president. Sławomir Radziwanowski and his wife Patrycja Tutska watched the debate in their spacious house in Gdansk on Poland's Baltic Sea coast. She supports Tusk's opposition Civic Platform Party.
Because up until now, nothing has been done. Nothing except for noise and arguments. For taxes, for healthcare, nothing has been done.
Her husband's not sure who he'll vote for Sunday, but definitely not the Kaczyński's Law and Justice Party. He's a marketing director and is unimpressed with Prime Minister Kaczyński's style of both governance and of debate.
He's talking like he talks to his supporters, people who are uneducated and uninformed. He is simply a demagogue.
Law and Justice won a majority in parliament 2 years ago, the same time Lech Kaczyński won the presidency. His slightly older twin, Jarosław, has been prime minister for just over a year and is considered the party mastermind. Law and Justice partnered in government with two small far-right parties. Scandals and accusations of corruption tore the coalition apart. But political commentator Rafał Ziemkiewicz says Prime Minister Kaczyński started a revolution.
He was the first person on political stage who was talking about some obvious problems.
Particularly the problems of people who feel they haven't benefited from the country's transition to democracy and a capitalist economy. Critics of the Kaczyńskis say they've divided the country. But Ziemkiewicz thinks that's absurd.
How the politician can divide a nation? The nation is divided. And the work, the job of politician is to read this division and make something with that. Jarosław Kaczyński is this politician. He read it correctly, I think.
He says the prime minister also tapped into Polish pride with the slogan, "Poland doesn't do foreign policy on its knees." That was heard quite differently outside Poland's borders. Stefan Bastos is with the German Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin.
And the whole political approach they have, confrontation and really hard negotiations, this is one part of the European game, but the other part is compromise and cooperation.
He predicts the vote Sunday will give Berlin and Brussels someone new to talk to in Warsaw.
This government is coming to an end, and this is something to be cheerful about.
Andrzej Stankiewicz, political reporter for Newsweek Poland, is not as sure a change of government is coming. But sipping a latte in a downtown Warsaw coffee shop, he says this is one of the most important elections in Polish history. The differences between the Kaczyńskis' Law and Justice Party and the biggest opposition group, Civic Platform, are stark in crucial areas, he says, including economic development, how to deal with Poland's past, and foreign policy.
This election would show in which direction Poland will go for next 4 years. First of all, you have to decide if you want to have a current European currency, euro. We have to decide about our relations with US, our presence in Iraq, in Afghanistan.
No party is expected to win a big enough majority to rule alone, and coalition negotiations could be long and unpredictable. But even if the prime minister twin loses his job, his brother will still be president. His term ends in 2010. Emily Harris, NPR News, Warsaw.